time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Cedric Mullins met with the media following the Orioles' loss to the Rangers in Game 3.
Things weren't going our way. Ended up with a loss.
What do you think went wrong?
Weren't able to jump on guys early. Capitalize on a few opportunities. Tough getting a few innings going offensively. So that's what led to it.
Cedric, when a group is as close as you guys are, I mean, how disappointing is it to know that you guys are going to play baseball again?
Yeah, it just feels like we're taking those baby steps, and it kind of sucks going that way. You know, last year we just missed the playoffs. This year we get in there, you know, don't capitalize on some opportunities. Next year, pursuing better.
You think that's important, too, for people to keep the perspective, even though this is disappointing? This was a hugely successful year for you guys. These were giant steps you took.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, expectations for us weren't high, and we exceeded them, you know, in a big way. So, yeah, continuing to press forward in that sense and come big next year.
Cedric, everyone talks about the whole season being different. What do you think you guys can take away from this and learn from this for your next opportunity in October?
Yeah, you know, just details matter. You know, every pitch, every at bat, everything matters. You know, you start to realize that early. You know, it's not something that you pick up on late. Figured it out after the first game. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, baseball sometimes does what baseball does, and just don't come out on top.
You know, Cedric, losing obviously is difficult, but then
yeah, it's difficult. It's ironic in a sense. You know, we go the whole season without getting swept in any way, and you know, get swept in the postseason. You know, but it's a learning experience for all of us. You know, young team as a whole, and make our adjustments. But we can keep our head up. You know, from what we did this season.
Cedric, it was in a lot of ways a disappointing year personally. You know, for you, with the numbers not being what you wanted, and being on the injured list a couple of times.
Yeah, nagging injuries throughout the year, you know, definitely hurts performance. And, you know, I look back at some of these games, had some hard hit balls, just couldn't get nothing to fall. You know, soft liners, hard ground balls, couldn't get nothing going. So, you know, if you can call it a slump, but, you know, me trying to put it back together, yeah, I feel like I did that pretty well. Just couldn't get nothing to fall.
Said physically, do you think that impacted you late, some things physically?
100%. You know, my game is in my legs, and for me to have two leg injuries, it was basically back-to-back months, takes its toll. You know, things start to compensate, and other areas start to hurt and get tight and do what they want to do. So, you know, off-season is really focused on the healing process, you know, regardless of how long that takes, and then getting those areas strengthened to the point where I don't have to bother with it again.
Was there ever a chance you weren't going to play, or was that contemplated over the last week or two?
No, I think it was, you know, guys play banged up. You know, that's kind of how it is. You know, it wasn't just me. A lot of guys were playing banged up come this part of the season, so comes with the territory. You learn how to deal with it. If it was unmanageable, then obviously I wouldn't be playing, but it was manageable enough for me to still move around pretty well, so do what I had to do.